Philip Semper PX, these urgent care. Today's date is 04/13/2024. Dictation is 4. Isaiah Kellup. Kellup spells K-E-L-L-U-P. Isaiah spells I-S-I-A-H. Date of birth is 07/02/1977. This is a 46-year-old gentleman. He had a pressure-like sensation behind his left eye. He said, this has been going on for over a week and a half, and has gotten worse in the last day or two. I said, the pressure has caused his eyes to be photosensitive and caused his eyes to get red. Stated that he has a history of sinusitis, but this is similar, but at the same time, the worst he's ever had. Next paragraph, review of systems. Patient report photosensitivity. Next line, he denies double vision, he denies blurred vision. Next line, patient reports ear pain. Next line, patient reports runny nose. Next line, he denies nausea, vomiting, or diarrhea. He denies trauma. He says that in his past, with this type of issues, whenever he gets a shot of Rocephin along with dexamethasone and steroids, it helps. Next paragraph. Past medical history, past surgical history, social history, family history, medication allergies were reviewed and compared to last visit. No changes. Previous paragraph, review of systems. All systems were reviewed as demonstrated above. Period. Next paragraph. Physical exam is alert oriented and mild distress. Vital signs are as follows: O2 sat is 96% at room air, blood pressure 132/82, pulse 50, respiration 18, temperature 98.0. Period. Next paragraph. Left eye conjunctiva is injected. No discharge. Next line, visual acuity, patient counts fingers with no difficulties, period. Next paragraph, HENT normal. Next paragraph, neck full range of motion, no rigidity, no meningeal signs, period. Next paragraph, face, no edema, no erythema. Next paragraph, nose, congested green discharge, erythematous and edematous turbinates, period. Next paragraph. Neck full range of motion, no rigidity, no meningeal signs, period. Next paragraph. Respiratory, good inspiratory and expiratory effort. No adventitious sounds, no use of accessory muscles, no respiratory distress, no paradoxical motion, period. Next paragraph. Cardiac, regular rhythm with no murmurs, no peripheral edema or cyanosis, period. Next paragraph. Skin, no abrasions, lacerations, macules or papules, no vesicles or bulli, period. Next paragraph. Abdomen is distended, secondary to obesity. No tenderness to palpation. He has normal bowel songs, no guarding, no visible peristalsis, period. Next paragraph. Extremities, full range of motion, upper and lower extremities, no discomfort, range of motion, bears weight well with no anthology gait, period. Next paragraph. Neuro alert oriented, 93, cranial nerves, 210 is normal, motor and sensory functions are normal, mood and effect are normal, period. Next paragraph. Assessment and plan. Assessment number one is conjunctivitis, acute. Assessment number two is acute sinusitis. Number three is acute sinus pain, period. Patient was given the opportunity to ask questions. He said he has none. He was given a prescription for a MRI of his brain without contrast. Strongly encouraged to have the study done as soon as possible and to return with the results. He says he understands and will comply. In a clinic today, the patient received the following: Rocephin, 1 gram IM. Next line, dexamethasone, 10 milligrams IM. He was observed in the clinic for approximately 15 to 20 minutes and reevaluated. He reports no signs and symptoms of side effects from the medication. Said he's beginning to feel a little better. He was sent home with the following medication: Pataday eye drops, 1 drop daily in left eye, number 5 mils. Next medication, Allegra, 180 milligrams, one PO daily for 30 days. Number 30, next medication, amoxicillin, 875 milligrams, one PO BID for 10 days. Number 20, he was given opportunities to ask questions. He said he has none. End of dictation.